Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Imagine uncovering the secrets that others missed. A hidden clue, a silent witness, a twist that changes everything. I'm Carter Roy, host of Murder True Crime Stories, a Crime House original podcast. Join me every Tuesday as we dive into a famous solved or unsolved murder case. Follow and listen to Murder True Crime Stories, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with Crime House Studios. Available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Right now, we have a very special guest. He is Ken Chase with Conservative Tours. This is the gentleman who was with us when we went to Germany back in September. And he is the man who is going to be in charge of our upcoming journey to France with a dunk in Luxembourg as well. And we had a great time in Germany. And this coming August of 2025, we're going to have a magnificent time once again in Europe. It is my great pleasure to bring you the voice of the man with a world of responsibility on his shoulders, Ken Chase. Ken, welcome to the show.
Well, Tom, it's great to be with you. You're making me nervous.
Well, I have to tell you that so many great people were on the trip, as you well know, when we went to Germany and Austria. And one of the enduring memories that I think all of us have is, even though the weather was not in our favor in September, we bonded as a group and we had a magnificent time.
Yeah, without a doubt. And I think I have to agree with you on both counts. The weather did not cooperate. Ironically, you schedule these as best you can in the best seasons. And of course, that was on a calendar, but Mother Nature had some other ideas. But we didn't miss anything except for that one item that was canceled due to snow, which was a little unusual. So that's not why we're placing D-Day in August. We're placing D-Day in August for several reasons that have to do with scheduling, but that's exactly when we would like to be on the D-Day beaches and in Luxembourg. It's beautiful weather. And the reason, Tom, I agree with you, obviously, is just that. It's what we do is different, particularly on the two tours that we're doing with you, that we did with you with Germany, and now that we're doing with the D-Day beaches and the Bulge. These are different kinds of tours. You don't go on them in a casual spirit. You go on them because you have a motivation for the subject matter. We'll have a lot of fun. We're going to visit the world's most beautiful city, which is Paris, and it still is, in my opinion, the world's most beautiful city. But yes, we're going to do, as we did in Germany, a very substantive visit, i.e. there'll be a lot of historical commentary, naturally, because we're spending two full days to relive the Bulge, and then 2.5 days to cover everything from Pegasus Bridge out to Utah Beach, which, of course, means the D-Day beaches. But we'll have a lot of fun in Paris, just showing you and acclimating you to this beautiful city. We're going to be in the heart of the city. And unlike a later group, for you, I did manage to get my favorite hotel in Europe. Now, I've got a lot of nice hotels in Europe and in Asia, but there's nothing like home for me, and that's the Pullman Paris Montparnasse, where I am taking all your listeners from WBEN in August. I love the hotel. It's brand new, and as I've told many of the guests who've signed up already, it has the best breakfast spread in all of Europe for any hotel I've ever been in. I love it, Tom, and your guests are going to love it too.
So already you are showing off your mastery of the French language. I had a chance to speak some German on our last trip, which was absolutely awesome. Every single opportunity I had. Tell us the Ken Chase France story.
Well, I tell people if they ask, maybe on the website, I'm not sure, but I haven't read, you know, a lot of my old stuff in a while. But I started as a college student in France way back in 1981, but I didn't go as a year abroad type. I went as I just joined a French university for a year. So I was truly immersed, and I had already studied the language intensely in high school. So I mastered the language at a young age, and because I've always, even as a very young man, I studied the subject of World War II. I knew where I was going in France, which was a little city called Nantes, not a little city, but not a big city either, down in the, we'll call it the southern point of Brittany. And I hitchhiked up to the D-Day beaches. In those days, you know, your listeners will remember growing up, for any of them who studied French or went to Europe, in those days, hitchhiking as a tourist was very common. And the suggestion was, if you go to France and you hitchhike in France, the people will pick you up and they'll even take you home to lunch. Well, nobody ever took me home to lunch when I hitchhiked. I didn't hitchhike too often because I was in university. But the point is, I hitchhiked up to the D-Day beaches. And when they got a Yank in the vehicle who spoke to them in fluent French, they never, and almost to this day, when I'm out in the country in France, they don't want to let go of me. I'm like a caged beast. I'm a very odd creature, only because they've never met an American who can speak to them the way I do. So they're fascinated, and they just want to talk. Now, it's a little different nowadays because of the internet. That's made everything, and, you know, English has just become the default language of the planet. But in the old days, it wasn't like that. In the old days, you couldn't call home because it was too expensive. In the old days, you didn't have a car over there. So it was a very different time, but that's what happened. And one thing led to another, and the one thing being, Americans would call me, family, cousins, friends, and say, hey, you know, can I, and I'm sure people still do this, can I come over and visit Paris next month? Would you mind coming up and meeting me and being my guide? It was sort of like that. So one thing led to another, and then I started slowly to take folks to the D-Day beaches. And then about 20 years or so ago, I basically decided to create the company on a grander scale. So we've been bringing thousands of Americans over for the last couple of decades. And I never grow tired of it, Tom. And as you saw, you know, this will be a history lesson in a light way, and, you know, not in a dense way that's going to put people to sleep, but in an interesting way, because these are folks who like history, who like contemporary history, who like discussing serious subjects in a nice, civil way. And it will be a history lesson, naturally, because we're doing the bulge. But when we get to Paris, when we do Champagne Country, when we're out on the highway, you know, we'll be talking about any number of subjects.
Well, it's going to be very special for me because I'm using this trip as my honeymoon with my by then new bride, and my daughter is also coming. And you know that Arielle was one of the lights of the trip. She's Little Miss Social. So we're looking forward to that. But you, Ken Chase, you are going to be our group leader. And I want you to tell, and by the way, this trip of which we are speaking is taking place in August. And if you want the itinerary, you can go to conservativetours.com. It is going to be fun. It is going to be educational. All those movies you've watched, all of those documentaries you've watched about the Second World War, Battle of the Bulge, Bastogne, we're going to actually be on those sacred grounds. But Ken, tell us why it's so important that you are going to be guiding us.
Well, because for the corporation, meaning Conservative Tours, we have tours all over Europe, and particularly, and then some in Asia. less so. China's a little less appealing since 2020, let's put it that way. But this is the only one that I run because I consider Paris my home. French is my language. So this is part of what I, this is really what I am. It's what I do several times a year. So yes, it will be different. So I will be leading the group. I'll be the guy, unlike with Germany where we had the lovely Miss Lillian. And by the way, wasn't she everything I told you she would be?
Lillian was absolutely spectacular. Our bus driver was absolutely amazing. And I think that they were really happy with the gratuities the Buffalo people left behind because that was genuine warmth radiating from Lillian and the driver whose name escapes me at the moment. But
Freddie,
that's right, Freddie. They were great. And the inside joke was, if Lillian said, it's only a short walk, that meant a 20-mile forced march. But we had fun with it, obviously. But, she was everything you said she was going to be. She was outstanding. She knew her stuff. She was personable. And anytime you get a whole bunch of people together on a trip, there are going to be unexpected things that happen. And you and Lillian went above and beyond to accommodate one of the guests who had some medical issues pop up. And you devoted a lot of time to that. And your personal attention to people when they most needed it was very appreciated. Now you've got the additional responsibility as the leader of the group.
So it's a new year, 2025, and you're thinking, how am I going to make this year different? How am I going to build something for myself? But where do I start? Shopify is how you're going to make it happen, and here's how. Shopify makes it simple to create your brand, open for business, and get your first sale. The best time to start your new business is right now. Get your store up and running easily with thousands of customizable templates, no coding or design skills required. All you need to do is drag and drop. Their powerful social media tools let you connect all your channels and create shoppable posts and help you sell everywhere people scroll. What happens if you don't act now? Will you regret it? What if someone beats you to the idea? Don't kick yourself when you hear this again in a year because you didn't do anything now. With Shopify, your first sale is closer than you think. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to start selling with Shopify today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Yeah, I mean, I'll have some help on your group. That's like an assistant and so forth. But yeah, that's the distinction I just wanted to make. This is different. This is my baby, meaning the D-Day beaches in Paris. I love showing you Paris because I'm taking you to all the best sites that matter. There'll be a motor coach escorted private tour of Paris that I'll narrate. And we'll get off a little bit up at what's called the Sacré-Cœur, which is the only real hill in the city. And then there'll be a walking tour the next day in and around Notre-Dame. Now, you folks are lucky because Notre-Dame, as you know, is finally reopened. I am dying to see it. I guess I'm going in a couple of weeks, unless they change my schedule again. This is all, what I call reconnaissance work. But either way, I'm just dying to see it, and I'm excited that your guests, your listeners, are going to see Notre Dame inside. I've been still going to it the last few years, but you can't get in it, of course, because it was, scaffolding and so forth. But now it's open to the public, and I'm excited to see it. But we do a walking tour around. It's called Île de la Cité, which is where Notre Dame sits on a tiny little island in the river, which is literally the core, the center of the city itself geographically. And we do a special walking tour around there over to a place called Saint-Michel. And again, it's hard to obviously describe everything we're going to do, but as I like to say, it's all substantive. And whenever you're in Paris, it's all beautiful. Paris is still the world's most beautiful city, and I intend to describe it and talk about the architecture, what makes it special, aside from all the obvious, which because of its beauty makes it all so special. So it's wonderful. And then to come home when we're in the city for three hotel nights each night into that beautiful hotel, the Pullman Paris Montparnasse, and get up in the morning and go down and have just a wonderful, wonderful dining experience for breakfast. I don't point out breakfast, Tom, at my hotels, with the exception of this one. But I will say, and I think, and I've been talking to the guests who've already signed up, didn't you love that breakfast spread at the hotel in Munich? And they all said, yeah, it was pretty darn good. So it's important because it puts everybody in a good mood. And but once again, we'll take our time. We're covering a decent amount of territory, all these sites that are identified, but we'll do it at a nice pace, and we'll do it in comfort, and we'll do it in luxury. The hotel we're staying at, the first hotel, Tom, in Luxembourg, is magnificent. The reason we fly into Frankfurt is because Frankfurt is only about 2 hours from the Bulge. Whereas if we flew into Paris, it's basically twice as far to get to Luxembourg. So we're making it a little more convenient for your guests. So we're flying into Frankfurt and home from Paris.
It sounds absolutely wonderful. Couple of quickies. Will we have a chance to get to the top of the Eiffel Tower?
You'll have a chance if you so choose. We don't take you up there, but we schedule, because it's Paris, we schedule a full, basically a half day, call it 6 hours of free time. Because not everybody will want to do the Louvre, for example. Not everybody will want to do the Eiffel Tower, for example. Everybody, and I will send out a list, I call it the final itinerary, and I give you about 15 different things you can do on your free time, and then I offer to people privately to advise them behind the scenes, because naturally, if you've never been, you may want to do the Louvre and the Eiffel Tower and Les Invalides, and then I have to tell you, well, there's only so much you can do. Or Giverny, Monet's home and garden, about an hour and 15 minutes outside of the city. It's a wonderful take if you have an interest in Monet's works, the water lilies. Although water lilies is not out there, water lilies is in Paris, in one of the beautiful, in a place called L'Orangerie, which is a different museum. There are several museums, and as the guests are going to see, my favorite probably is the Rodin, R-O-D-I-N. Wonderful. See, Tom, when I'm in the city, particularly in Paris, but even in other great cities, I do like the smaller museums because they're an easier visit. Because believe me, the Louvre can be...
it can spend a month at the Louvre. You can easily spend a month at the Louvre. I mean, it's almost like, let's hit the highlights, and that's going to take 3 hours.
Yeah, yeah, if not more, yeah. So we'll advise the guests as we get closer in terms of their block of free time. It's critically important. And again, because we're doing this at a graceful pace, they'll have the energy to do things. And if some of them want to do the Eiffel Tower, they'll have that chance to do it. And if others want to do other things, they'll already have the suggestions in writing from me. And then the chance to quiz me about what makes sense, what can be done, and so forth, how to do it, when to do it. So it'll come together very nicely. But, no, I'm looking forward to this. I mean, you know, it's just wonderful. And I will tell you, one of the restaurants we'll take you to is a place called Le Suffren. And it is, I would have to say, I think its reputation, I don't know, but even if it's not the reputation, it's my opinion, it's the best darn French onion soup in all of Paris, and that's saying a lot, believe me. It's a great restaurant. People love it.
Oh, you're killing me right now. You're killing me because you've now put the idea of French onion soup in Paris in my mind. One quick question, and then we're going to let you go. And then, oddly enough, I have a conservative tours ad, Ken Chase. You obviously speak French with great fluency. It is your language. For those of us who may not be as adept at French as you, should we be concerned? Should we be practicing just basic greetings and hellos?
Certainly a friendly greeting, you know, a bonjour is certainly well received over there. But in all honesty, I don't want to panic any of your guests, your listeners who are signing up, making them think that they've got to learn. No, there's no requirement. There's no need in a true sense, but it certainly wouldn't hurt if they learn two or three words or a couple of phrases. But no, now, because again, the kind of hotels we're visiting, these are the places. Although still, if you get way out into the country in France, you can run into places where, yeah, nobody will speak a word of English. That's true, simply because they don't know. But where we're going, the caliber of hotels, believe me, language is not a problem. The restaurants, the same in Paris. But it's funny you mention that, because yes, it's true. Depending, every once in a while, we'll switch restaurants when we're out in the country or in the city. But when we're out in the country in Normandy, yes, we can go to a restaurant where the wait staff doesn't know any English. But that's why I'm there. So it's never a problem. We'll have a great time. We'll definitely have a few laughs, and we're going to learn a lot, and it's going to be in a fun, enjoyable ambiance from A to Z. We'll love it. And the scenery is beautiful. One other thing, Tom. Luxembourg and that corner of Belgium, the Ardennes region, it's a beautiful country. You're going to love where we are in the hotel in Luxembourg. It's called the Alamo of the Ardennes. We're in this little valley. It's all green. It's marvelous. And then Normandy itself. Normandy is a beautiful region. The beaches, just off the beaches, it's lovely. Lovely.
I am so looking forward to this. And, Ken, we're doing a reunion the Sunday after the NFL's big game for our Germany guests. So it'll be interesting to see how many of our Germany guests come back and go to France and Luxembourg with us. Ken Chase, thanks a lot. We will talk to you soon, man.
You bet. Thank you, Tom. Bye-bye.
Ken Chase with conservativetours.com.